the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show.
I love you, George.
Well, after 2 wins, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Come on, Coach.
Yeah, everybody's clapping now.
Everybody's happy, man.
That's right.
Our show tonight, as in every week, is brought to you on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm George Tindall, on location at Nat's Landing on this beautiful St. Simon's Island. We'll be here each and every Wednesday, right at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us is our head coach from the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
Everybody's doing good. A little muggy today.
A little muggy.
Huh? It's a little muggy. It's not hot, it's muggy.
Yeah, there was a rumor that you were out there playing quarterback tonight.
I got a good lab and ran today, yes.
A good lab.
Yeah. Kids are like, Coach, you're pretty good. I said, I'm as good once as I ever was, but not many more than one time. So, you know.
Well, at least you're still out there.
Right? Yeah, yes. Yep. Standing up. So, doing pretty good.
Very good. I'm proud of you, Coach. I really am. Now, last Friday, we played Augusta Prep. And I must say, it was an impressive victory at 63-0. But more impressive to me was the halftime score. We were up 49-0 at half, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Augusta Prep is one of the Region 4 crossover teams that we're obligated to play this year, correct?
Yep.
And I want to talk about the whole regional concept toward the end of the show, but, you know, as we looked at that team, they're small, both in numbers and in size.
Yeah.
And I understand we had a lot of young guys on that team, but they played hard. I got to give them credit. Those kids, they played hard. We're both in the AAA level of the GISA, and it's the highest we can go.
Yeah,
and that leads me to the questions we'll talk about in the regional alignment and the number of teams in each region, but we'll cover that at the end of the show. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with our head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Finally, we had a home game, and the weather was good. Actually, it was great. I was a little nervous early on that we were going to get another lightning and thunder
show. I know. It looked like it just for a second, then it went away, thank goodness. For some reason, it likes to scare us, or it does storm. I'm not sure what's going on here lately.
Yeah, it didn't rain at all.
No, it was pleasant.
Yeah. How was the field, Coach?
The track was in pretty good shape. It had been soft during the week a little bit. We turned the water off, and I thought the field held up really well Friday night. Of course, we kind of turned the water off here this week some, and we just turned it back on the last couple of days to green the grass. We water it so much around here because it's so hot that, you know, you try to keep it as green as possible. But I thought the far side over there where Augusta Prep down on their side and the end zone up near the baseball field usually stays pretty soft, and we were able to get it dried up. You know, we had it rain right before the game, and we were trying to finish up painting it and do all that stuff, and so I thought the field held up real well, and it plays pretty fast. We keep the grass cut pretty low, and they did a pretty good job with the field. So we've got it sanded down and taken care of, and it'll be ready for homecoming, don't worry. We're going to play it as fast as we can play for homecoming, I guarantee you that.
We're all looking forward to that. I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting night. You know, again, we had that home game. It was the first one. We had one scratched on us a few weeks ago. But I think everybody got right back into the swing of things. Concession stand was doing well. We had a good crowd.
We did, and I was surprised that Augusta Prep brought as many people as they did. I thought the visitor side was pretty full. I did hear one of their parents say, "God, how many football players have we got?" And I was about to say, "Dude, we only got like 29 dressed out. Don't feel like we got a ton." I think they brought like 16 kids down, and they're trying to rebuild and redo it. And their coach, he's going to stick with it. They've had some changes in their admin with headmaster and AD and all that stuff. And so he's trying to rebuild it. I think of his kids, and that 11 of those kids were freshmen. So we've been there. My second year at Frederica, we had 17 kids at times play, and we were right in the middle of it in AAA. That was when they moved us up, our first year moving up to AAA, and had 17 kids that were healthy on certain nights. But we've been in that same boat. My advice to them was, coach, just keep your head down and go to work. Just keep the kids' morale up. I think for us, the toughest thing that year was, we still won 3 games with those guys that we had, and came within, I think, 3 field goal opportunities of winning 3 more and being 6-4, and we had a big injury at the beginning of the year with Tyree that year when he blew out his knee right before the season started. So we've been there and done that, but I think for them that they'll get better over the next few years. And so the thing is, just keep plugging away, and it's not a quick fix. It's something you have to build, and the admin and everybody's got to be on board to make that work. So I think for them that it'll work out for them, but. I thought our kids played well and executed what we wanted to do on Friday night against them.
Very good. Yeah, and it's a process, like you said. And how much of an enrollment do they have?
They were one of the biggest schools in GISA about 3 years ago, and then they've lost about 35% of their enrollment, is what he was telling me before the game. So they went from one of the biggest schools, kind of. They're still, I think, bigger than us high school number-wise. And maybe overall, like total number of students. But I think they used to have probably around 550, 600 kids in the school. And we got 385 in the total school from pre-K all the way up. So it's an interesting dynamic. But I think he'll be fine. They actually won the Drake Award last year as the number-one high school, winning most of the athletic events, having the most points. They won it with track and cross country, a lot of those sports, but they're going to have to build it from within, and their admin will have to work with them to get it all done. I think they will eventually. They'll come back to it and get it taken care of.
Well, it is a painful process as well as just the process, but you went through it, we lived through it, and last year we won the state championship. So there's the proof. One of your greatest sayings is, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. If you want to be the best, you got to play the best.
Well, I think that's for everybody in our league. Play good competition, and you'll be prepared at the end when it's time, when it's crunch time. So, I think that's just been one of my philosophies a long time. We've had a lot of people question it, but it's worked out well.
Yes, it has. I'm proud of you, Coach. I really am. And a lot of people are. They didn't have to travel. Let's look at the real bright side of this past week. We didn't have to get on a bus and go halfway up through Georgia. And we're at about the halfway mark now of the season. And we're going to get into some regional play here very soon. There's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, a few words from our sponsors.
Ready, and, speak, aggressive,
speak, aggressive. Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825. Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with the head coach, Coach Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Sports Network. Again, I'm George Kendall here on location in Nat's Landing on St. Simons Island. This segment of the show is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan. Let's finish up a little bit of what we were just talking about, Coach. We have two consecutive victories, one on the road and one at home, which felt real good. And I always love to read the Brunswick News, and the new sports writer does a real good job. His name is Derek also.
Yes. And Derek does a good job. He came in right at the perfect time last year. I think he got here for the playoffs and state championship is when he got here. So he's seen all those really good high moments right now in Frederica football. So he's enjoying it.
Yeah, the headline on Saturday when we read the paper was, Frederica dominates Augusta Prep. And, of course, last week in the paper it said that y'all brought the thunder. That one was a real subtle suggestion. But I love those headlines that we get. And we get a decent amount of publicity. We really do.
I'm very happy with the publicity we get around the area. Brunswick News does a great job of covering us, and they always have. Sometimes we get a ton, I think, just school-wide, not just football or baseball or athletics, but in every aspect. You know, I think they covered us last week. We had Anique Arthur at school. He came in, and they were there, and that's what I said. And so he was in, and they did a good job of putting him in the newspaper, and he was an outstanding guy. I met him, you know, at night. We went out to eat, and I got to sit down and talk to him a little bit one-on-one one afternoon, and it's a great story. If you've never read the book, Strong Inside, it's a really, really good book.
You know, several guys last week really, really had some good stats. You know, Denver Anthony had four touchdowns, and so many of them did a great job, and you can see how they're coming back to the level that we were last year. You know, there's some work to be done with the younger guys, but I see very good improvement.
Well, I thought for Denver and all those guys, I thought the first team come out and did exactly what we asked them to do. Execute quick and take care of business. And, you know, I think Denver touched the ball a total of six times or seven times. He had a punt return, too. You got to remember, he had a punt return that was called back also. So he touched the ball six times on offense, scored four touchdowns. So, you know, he's kind of one of those guys we knew we wanted to give him the ball early on because we didn't know, you know, exactly what we were going to get from Augusta Prep. And I thought the starters did a really good job. On the night, you know, we only ran 41 offensive plays and had 481 yards of offense. And then on defense, both, you know, the starters and the reserve guys, the defense only played like 32 snaps or something, and we didn't give up any yards if they had negative 13 yards of offense. So, you know, our defense has been kind of that catalyst for us all year, and they continue to play really, really well and play disciplined. You know, that team come in, had a it was a double wing type formation. They were going to try to run the ball and do some things. And, you know, they got the first, I think the first possession they got 7 yards. And then after that, it was they didn't get past the line of scrimmage much after that.
I was impressed with our kicking game. That Richmond kid and William Brock. Well, I saw you split them up.
But they do a great job.
Perfect.
Knock on wood, we've been perfect on extra points this year. And the kickoffs have been perfect where we've been wanting it. And then, you know, punting-wise, Ace has done a really good job in punting and directional punting the ball for us and putting it in areas that we wanted where we wanted to put the ball so we can cover it down and minimize the field. And so, you know, that's something that often get overlooked in the special teams. But, you know, when you start missing an extra point and some stuff like that, then it becomes glaringly obvious that you got to get it fixed. And so this year we've been doing really, really well special teams-wise.
Yeah, you got two real good kickers, and that is a blessing in high school. It really is.
It is.
When it came to the half, Coach, and the decision was made to do the running clock, is that by rule or did you guys have a discussion?
They have to agree to it. I really don't have anything, you know, involved. We're the team that's ahead, and so that their coach has to decide whether he wants to run a clock and enforce the mercy rule. So that's up to them. I pretty much just, if they say yes, and I'm like, okay, you know, there's nothing I can do once he says yes. So that's just the way it is for me.
Now, who asks him that question?
The referees are going to ask coming out of half, you know, do you want to, yeah, it can be, you know, they can decide going into the third quarter if they want to burn, if the clock's continuously running. But in the fourth quarter, if you're up, they automatically institute the mercy rule. So regardless of whether you want it or not.
And what's the point differential to generate that?
30 points.
So if we're ahead 30, mm-hmm. In the fourth quarter, it's automatic.
Automatic, yeah. And now, if you're up 30 and somebody and they score and put it within 23, then it goes back to a regular clock.
Well, it does. That,
yeah.
I didn't know.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show and the Bishop's Media Sports Network. We're here over at Nat's Landing. Let's look ahead just for a little bit, Coach, and I know you don't like to look too far ahead. Our next opponent is Pinewood. Tell me a little bit about them.
They're much improved. Coach Watson knew he was going to be in a rebuilding year. Last year, and they've done a good job. They're probably going to come in 5-1. They beat Bullock in the first game of the season in the Irk Russell Kickoff Classic, 30-28. So big win, big confidence boost for them, because I think Bullock was probably picked the winning region coming out because they were returning a bunch of guys, and so Pinewood beat them. And then I'm trying to think who all they played. RTC, they beat Robert Toombs, I think 50-6 or something like that, and then they beat Augusta Prep
52-7.
52, okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was, but then they beat Augusta Prep here the week before, 38-0, and then they went up to John Millage and they lost at John Millage 38-6, but then they've got BCA this weekend, so we'll see. You know, it's hard to beat John Millage at John Millage, and of course John Millage is a team that's picked to win it all. So after last year, they had all these sophomores on the team, and so they knew going in. But you know, I talked to Coach Watson just briefly over the weekend, and he felt pretty good about his team, and they're playing physical, and they're able to run the ball, and his quarterback's really good. Got some good receivers. So you know, our big focus this week's knowing our jobs and our responsibilities and making sure we're good at what we're supposed to be good at this week and getting everything lined up. So I thought the kids have done a pretty good job so far this week doing that.
Well, we'll have an opportunity to go over to John Millage and prove them wrong.
I hope.
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
It will.
No matter how it turns out. No, that's not right. We have to win that one.
Well, we hope to, yes.
I'm sorry, guys. How do we match up against Pinewood? Offensive line, defensive line, backfield, runners. quarterbacks?
Offensively up front, they average about 235 across the front line. I did our numbers. We're about 205, maybe. So, you know, they're going to be a little bit bigger than we are up front. Skill guys, we're going to match up. I think skill-wise, we're going to be a little bit quicker in some areas. You know, they've got a couple good receivers. Their quarterbacks, he's good. He can run. He's a mobile guy, and he can throw the ball down the field. And, of course, he was a freshman last year, so he played all 10 games as a freshman. And so he's got some experience. And that's Coach Watson's son, so he's going to know the game, and he's going to know the offense inside and out and get it prepared. So it'll be interesting. I think, you know, for us, it's just reading our keys and doing our responsibilities. And we've had this open week, and we've been working that to death. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. We've been preparing for Pinewood, so we're going to be dotting the I's and crossing the T's a whole lot here and making sure everything's taken care of in the next couple of days. And so we feel pretty good about it. We got a good, pretty good beat on them. I went back and watched the last 4 years of film off Pinewood and us and everybody else that they played. So we'll have a pretty good idea on them.
Yeah, we'll just take it week at a time, as you always do. And you always, that's, again, been your style. We're going to be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights' coaches show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Medium Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget. Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802, Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office. There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights!
Well, welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights, weekly show over here in Nats Landing with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Again, I'm George Tindall on location here at Nats Landing on St. Simon's Island. Now, this segment tonight is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solution, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Well, we talked about Pinewood. We talked about the game we had Friday night. I'd like to talk to you just a little bit about this regional alignment. It's been, 4 or 5 years since we went from 2A to 3A?
is this will be our sixth year at AAA. Because my first year we were AA, and then we've been AAA ever since. So our sixth year right here running in AAA.
I got it.
Yeah, the highest classification. Now, again, we're supposed to be classified AA by the numbers, but we played up to keep playing that competition. So, you know, we weren't necessarily, we're not the biggest. We're actually the smallest school in AAA. So, I feel like this is solid competition and it's good for our school. And we have some natural rivalries. I mean, Pinewood's kind of a rivalry. Bullets definitely a rivalry, you know. And you know, when I first got here, Robert Toombs was a rivalry, but I think we've kind of become friends, Thomas and I have, more than anything. We work with each other a lot. So it was a rivalry from the beginning, but, you know, it's kind of tapered off, and we really work with each other and go and do camp and stuff like that. So for us, I just think AAA is pretty common. It's good. It's common sense for us economically, too, because it's going to bring the bigger gates, and those people are going to travel. So, you know, that's what helps.
That helps a lot, yeah. We have four regions. There's one, Region 4 has three teams. Region 1 has four teams. And then we're a little heavier, we're five, and I think Region 3 is also. How do they determine $64,000 question. How do they determine what region you're putting?
They try to minimize your travel. But again, we live on an island, and there's nothing to the east of us, so we have to travel everywhere to the west. So it doesn't really matter. And you think about it, and you're like, well, Dublin is not minimizing your travel, or Westfield is not minimizing. But actually, I mean, we could be in a region with John Millage and Bethlehem Christian too, and that was 4.5 and then 5.5 hours. So actually, that is the closest people we got besides Valwood, but Valwood has to go all the way over and play Americus, and I don't know if you've ever been over to Southland, but that's a good 4.5 hour ride out of nowhere. And so you have that 4.5 hours. So they're trying to keep people, sometimes they look at their rivalries too. You know, Valwood and Southland and Tipton and all them have always kind of been in the same region, so they want to keep that rivalry region together. And then Region 1 is pretty much the Atlanta schools. And then, of course, Augusta Prep, Bethlehem Christian, and John Millage are kind of up there near each other. I wouldn't say they're right beside each other, but, you know, I mean, you look at ours, our closest rival school is Bullock, that hour and 55 minutes. That's if you're running about 85 to get there. So, you know, but for us, I think it's a good thing to be in that AAA region with those guys.
It's turned out to be real, it works real well, but as I looked at the regional breakouts, I was thinking, you know, two of those teams in Region 4, we've already annihilated, you know, and I don't know how else to say it, and then John Millage is in there.
Yeah.
So they don't even have to play a game to be the region champs.
Sometimes that works out to our benefit, you know, but John Millage does have to cross over and play everybody in our region, so... You know, that's one of those things. They're going to get some competition. So they cross over and play us, and so our regions. But you know, Atlanta crosses over with the Region 1 crosses over with Region 3, so it creates some rivalries there too. So it works out. You know, they're just trying to get the schedule filled in some spots.
Yeah. And now, do they rotate that each year? Can we have another region next year?
We will probably have another region that we cross over with, yes, next year. I don't know who it'll be, but we'll probably play a different region than John Village. And they'll probably, you do the numbers, somebody may drop out of a region also according to their class size. So you never know. If their high school numbers are in a certain spot, they may drop down to AA. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next year.
Well, we covered a lot of the players from Friday night. I see one of the better players is here, Mr. Tindall, and he did a great job Friday. And he's really coming around.
He is. He's learning the system for us, doing a good job. He's figuring it out, you know, and I think that's a good adjustment for guys that come from one system to the next, is trying to be able to have patience. You know, they've been taught one way, and then now you get taught from another person and another perspective. So our kids have done good. I thought, you know, overall everybody's starting to really figure out what we're doing. We kind of talked about it today. We need everybody on board, and the scout guys need to work their technique when they're running against the first team and vice versa. And everybody needs to get good quality reps, because the harder you push each other, the easier it is on Friday night, you know, instead of taking a play and taking it easy. And then all of a sudden on Friday night, you got to figure out you got to go 20 times harder. Let's go ahead and figure out how to go 20 times harder right now. And on Friday night, it becomes easy. So we preached that this week, and I've seen some good benefits so far.
Out of the our region, who do you visualize as the biggest competition, Bullock?
I really think right now it's kind of a three-way race. I think it's us, Pinewood, and Bullock. I think Trinity might be a little down this year in Westfield. Westfield's kind of in a transition period. They got a new coach, so they're trying to figure it out. I think Trinity graduated a ton of seniors, so Coach Fields will do a good job. He's just got to get his young kids prepared. And so, you know, they may be good in the next couple of weeks getting everything ready to go and getting it ramped up. But right now I think it's us, Pinewood, and Bullock. It's just kind of a three-horse race right now. And we're going to have to come to play. And I told the kids today, you're going to get dialed up and get focused here this next week, because it's imperative we need to win the two home games, because I think we can take care of the stuff on the road.
Yep. Well, good. I stopped by practice yesterday, and I was proud of you. I saw the papers roll up in the air one time, so you're in mid-season form yourself.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight. We got several of the players here. Many of the other school folks are here. We appreciate that. Good friends came out to see us, and we'll be here next Wednesday, as we will every Wednesday until we finish with the state championship, Coach. But thanks for... Go ahead.
I said, let's hope. Let's play for it one more time.
Yeah, let's play one week at a time. Thanks for joining us at the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we'll see everybody next Wednesday night. And I'm George Tindall, signing off.